60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But first, we're trying to decide what to be for Halloween. And there's a lot that goes into that decision. Mm. You need to figure out, how much money do I want to spend?
Yeah.
How sexy do I want to be? Should I decorate my outfit with fake blood or real blood?
What? No! Fake blood every time!
Well, what am I going to do with all the real blood?
How do you have
it's just taking up space.
Oh my God.
Well, if it's your own real blood, it may still be okay.
That's not okay. No self-harm for costumes.
That's a good point.
Anyway, it's also important to know what other people are going to be wearing so everybody isn't wearing the exact same thing.
True.
Seriously, there's nothing more embarrassing than being the same costume as someone else.
Yeah, you're supposed to coordinate and accent each other, if anything.
And if you're wondering what people are dressing up as this year, what better way to find out than to cyberstalk them? It's really the best way to find out anything. Luckily, Google just released a bunch of data on the Halloween costumes that people are searching for the most this year. And the top five costumes right now are Pennywise from It.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
A witch.
Just any witch?
A witch. Spider-Man.
Okay.
I do a cross between Spider-Man and Pennywise.
Ooh, Pennyman. Spider-Wise.
Spider-Wise. a dinosaur.
Okay.
Oh, just any dinosaur.
Yeah, you know, because those dinosaur costumes have been really popular.
Oh,
those T-Rex costumes.
T-Rex ones.
Yeah.
I think those are overplayed now.
And Disney's Descendants.
I don't know what
that is.
Oh, that's the one that all the, like, preteens love, that the preteens are obsessed with.
Huh. Well, still don't know.
Well, you watch a lot of teen movies. I'm surprised you don't know.
I do, yeah. I mean, I'm the foremost expert in the nation in teen movies. Google also found the top five couples costumes that people are also searching. Lilo and Stitch.
That's kind of cute.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Cool.
Cosmo and Wanda from The Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, I loved that show. Now we're talking about teen characters.
Adam and Eve.
Oh, classic.
And Cheech and Chong.
Would be great.
All good ones,
very
guys.
Good.
And finally, the top five costumes for babies are banana, a Dalmatian,
yes,
the Grinch.
You can literally say anything now.
I know, it's so adorable.
Pennywise from It.
Okay, now that is creepy. I do not want a little Pennywise.
The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, those roles are already built in.
Exactly.
You know?
Text in 78592. Do you already know your Halloween costume? Let us know what it is so we can steal it from you. All right, let's get into the shock collar question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does, because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
And I got Brooke Fox.
Hmm.
Brooke, okay. Brooke's putting on the shock collar while she does that. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
Whenever you go on vacation, it's a really exciting moment when you arrive at your hotel and you first open the door to your room.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
It's like opening a present on Christmas morning. What is it really going to look like?
Mm-hmm. What's the first thing you do once you get inside?
Oh.
Well, the website hotels.com asked that question to over 2,000 users, and they found the top answer. 57% of men and 54% of women said this is the very first thing they do once they arrive in their hotel room. What is it?
Wow. Do you take a tour? Do you jump on the bed? Like,
you sit on the john and go twosies?
Test out this bad boy. Let's let her rip roll.
Yeah, traveling with Brooke on vacation sounds like a blast.
Gotta mark my territory, guys. No, I do think that checking out the bathroom, though, is the first thing I do.
Really?
Like, you want to see, like, how big the bathtub is. Is it only a shower? What's happening in here?
Yeah.
Okay. but I think that there's one thing that I typically do before checking out the bathroom, and that's open the blinds.
I was just going to say that. I always want to see, like, what's my view?
Yeah, and
whether it's a parking lot or like a huge, you know.
For some reason, they're always closed. I don't know why.
I think that's like
don't you want some natural light in there when you come in?
That's true. They're always
closed.
Maybe
I'm thinking of like more Motel 6 stuff, but they are closed a lot, right?
No, I agree. It popped into my head too, Brooke. It's not crazy.
Okay, it's either that or you take out your portable black light and check out what's really going on in this room.
What about cry?
Oh.
I like to get in there and just sit down and have a good cry.
You gotta test it out.
Yeah.
It's a good cry room.
Yeah, that's not bad, you know?
Oh, man. What else do people do in a hotel room? I know that if you think about the most dirty things, because that's what people touch the most, the remote control and the TV.
Yeah, you like to see, like, what channels. I always check if they have ESPN and all that stuff.
How about connect to Wi-Fi? That's what I always do right away.
Oh, that's good.
Look at the key card where they wrote the Wi-Fi, and
that's
I connect
true.
To it.
Yeah.
You think you do that first, though?
No, I think the first thing that I do, now that I think about it, is I love to come in all dramatic, and throw my luggage down and plop on the bed. And test out
the bed.
You know, I get in, but you know, you just flop on and you roll once or twice, and then you get up and then you start exploring.
Jeff, read the question one more time.
Whenever you go on vacation, it's a really exciting moment when you arrive at your hotel and you first open the door to your room. What's the first thing you do once you get inside? The website hotels.com asked that to over 2,000 people, and they found the top answer. What is it?
I think bathroom's good too.
Well, and the bathroom's always right there when you walk in, right?
Yeah.
It's like the first thing that's available.
But I don't walk in and turn. I like just walk into that room, and I either do the blind thing first.
Or the lay down in the bed down.
Or the lay down on the bed thing first.
You don't pull out the Bible in the nightstand?
No, it caught on fire last time I tried to do that.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go with Jose and say you lay down on the bed, test it out.
Ooh.
I don't because I'm scared of those comforters, but whatever.
So lay down on the bed.
Yeah, like test out your bed.
The website hotels.com asked over 2,000 people, what's the first thing you do once you open the door to your hotel room? And they found the top answers. Number 3 was go over and jump on the bed.
Oh!
Number 2 was turn on the TV and see what channels they have.
Well, everything I do is top 3.
And the number 1 thing people do when they get to their hotel room, 57% of men and 54% of women will go over to the window and check out what their view from their room is like.
Oh my gosh!
Would open the blinds have counted or no?
I guess that would have. Yeah, I mean, same. Unless you don't look out the window when you open your blinds.
Dang it, we're close.
All right, you got it wrong, and I guess because we're talking about hotels, somebody texted in and wanted your Holiday Inn by Chingy.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Throwback.
Nothing chilling at the Holiday Inn. Who you with? Me and the peeps. Don't you bring 4 of your friends? What we doing? Fill on each other and sip on some hen. One thing lead it to another. Let the party begin.
Damn, that was hard.
Thanks. Yeah.
Thanks.
Hardcore rapper.
He asked me to be a feature in that song. I was supposed to be the who do we girl.
Yeah. That's what you got on the radio.
Yeah, it is.
Now I get it.
All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.